Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hello and welcome to the Love of the Star podcast. It is draft week, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to party. Brian Broaddus in the building, the Super Bowl winning scout. I'm Eric Chiafalo with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, weekdays 2 to 7. And it is great to have you in now that we are now rapidly approaching draft night and round one Thursday night. It is here, Green Bay, Wisconsin, the place where Brian Broaddus won his Super Bowl championship. It all culminates with the first ever Green Bay installment of the draft. So this is very exciting. Broaddus, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Eric. Been a busy morning trying to kind of figure out what's going to happen in front of the Dallas Cowboys to get a little bit better idea what players might be available to them. It's an interesting journey so far from the things. I think that the more I dig into this, the more uncertainty I really do have for the Cowboys at 12. And is Tet McMillan going to be there? That's a big question we're dealing with right now. Is there a possibility where they pass on Tet McMillan and go in another direction? Starting to hear some of that stuff. There's just a lot going on with this organization and potentially what could happen ahead of them, but also when they get on the clock, what in fact they will do. So getting updated medical information on some guys, trying to kind of figure that out. Will that make guys drop? A lot going on here. Basically a day out from the NFL draft.
Yeah, I know you've been working the phones trying to get a gauge from around the league of what teams' plans are and who may or may not be available. So there's plenty to flesh out here as it pertains to the top 10 and then where that leaves the Cowboys at 12. So you are less sure right now than maybe you were in previous days, because it felt like this whole thing was coming to a wide receiver, Tet McMillan, Matthew Golden. That seems to be the two main names, but you could throw a Ibuka in there, whatever. It seemed like wide receiver was the position that they were wanting to strike on, but is that something that's now becoming more and more?
Yeah, I think it's I think that they very well could the whole thing with McMillan could very well happen. The thing that I'm starting to hear more and more and more as we get closer is, though, that the situation, like I say, if McMillan, say, was to be off the board, now where they go? Is it, we've heard a bunch about Golden, getting word that Ibuka is higher on their board. Maybe that's, something they have to absolutely think about. Got an updated medical report on Will Johnson. Everything seems to be okay. There's some things that maybe you'll have to deal with in the future there. Does that make him off Dallas's board or anybody else's board? There's teams that are worried about his medical stuff. But I think that if McMillan is not there, they're open to taking Booker at guard. What I find really interesting is Peter Schrager, who I have a lot of respect for, and Peter does one mock draft a year, and it's the very last one. It's usually the day before the draft. And the way, if you look at Peter Schrager's mock draft, he's got the Cowboys passing on Tet McMillan, and he's got him taking a offensive lineman, Tyler Booker from Alabama at guard. And that's with McMillan being on the board. So there's a lot of people that believe that, this morning being on the phone with folks, they believe that Schrager's top 10 is accurate. They think that's the way things might go. So McMillan was on the board, but Schrager had the Cowboys passing on McMillan and going with the offensive lineman with Booker, who was a 30-visit guy for them. Now, again, Peter Schrager, I think Peter myself is really, really good. I know that if it doesn't work out this way, people are going to rip it and say, oh, Peter Schrager doesn't know what the F he's talking about. I think he's a very, very connected guy. There's a lot of guys around the league and gals that believe that his top 10 could be very, very accurate in this draft. So it's his only one. It's the one you kind of, but there, I think the Cowboys are open to taking a Will Johnson. I know I mocked him yesterday. You were not with us at 105.3 The Fan. We kind of talked about, other possibilities. I mentioned I did it with DallasCowboys.com too, with taking Will Johnson with no Tet McMillan on the board for them. So Booker, Will Johnson, Jane Slater's throwing out names like Walter Nolan. I don't think this is smokescreen stuff, and maybe this is one of those things where legitimately they're going to have options when they select. I just don't think it's as cut and dry as saying it's Tet McMillan. Let's go to work.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, I got the Schrager mock pulled up right now, and
yeah,
he does have one trade with Indy coming up from 14 to 10 to go get the Michigan tight end, Colston Loveland. But man, yeah. So this has Genty going 5, which you've been on now for the last week or so. Brought us. Everybody was thinking it was going to be Mason Graham going 5 to the Jags, but Ashton Genty, his name has started to make an appearance. It seems like, I think one of your lines was that the Jaguars want touchdowns.
And they want touchdowns.
So is that Genty? Is that maybe one of the wide receivers? But it feels like that's Genty, and so he goes off the board even a touch sooner than most people had predicted throughout this process. And then that pushes guys down like a Tet McMillan. So you feel like there is a chance that McMillan is there at 12 and they would pass on him for a guard? Because I mean, their presser yesterday, the Cowboys presser, pre-draft presser, it was a lot of the takeaways were that, man, offensive line is definitely in play. Offensive line's definitely in play for this team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think to me that, and listen, folks, I'm not coming on here talking about, oh, they're definitely going to, I'm just saying there are going to be some options there. There's been things that in this draft that we've been, oh, it's McMillan. I think that they're more open than we're thinking right now. I really, really do. And what's interesting about Schrager's draft is that he has Mason Graham going past the Cowboys to the Dolphins at 13. You know, if you put Mason Graham on that board, where does he fit? Could this be the one time where Dallas is looking at it and going, whoa, wait a minute, what just happened here? You know, is this the CeeDee Lamb break, that they got several years ago? A guy like Mason Graham, a defensive tackle, can play the one, can play the three. Could you pass on that kind of talent over Booker or over McMillan or, any of these other guys? Their stack is going to be, I think it's going to be fascinating, because I think the gaps between some of the guys that we're thinking, like a McMillan and like a Golden, I think that the in between group is really, really pretty deep, and it's filled with names that we might not have been talking about through the draft season, but you give them the opportunity to take Mason Graham and to look at Booker and to look at Will Johnson and to look at McMillan, then that presents a different kind of avenue for them to go through.
And now the Woolly Bully has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. It must be draft week. You know you couldn't keep Wolchuk away from the mics, as we are now just a touch over 24 hours from the NFL draft. Wolchuk, how are you feeling, my friend?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Man, I'm pumped, guys. I'm sorry if the audio isn't quite as good as we need it to be here. I left the mic at home. So I came into the morning show with us on 105.3 The Fan, and that was a flub on my part. But I'm pumped. I mean, this is awesome. The draft rumors are swirling. I know you guys have been talking about, you know, some options there at 12. It seems like everybody's got a different idea of what the Cowboys could be doing at pick 12 right now.
Zach, what we're going back through, Peter Schrager put out his mock draft, his only mock draft this morning, and he had Tyler Booker, the guard from Alabama, being selected. Circles, people around the league that I've talked to this morning feel like that Schrager has maybe the top 10 right. That means when you came on board, we were talking with Mason Graham was a possibility there. McMillan was still on the board. I got some medical information about Will Johnson this morning. Just a kind of, as you said, a lot of options there. I don't know how they maybe would pass on Mason Graham being the defensive tackle. Maybe that's something, maybe they feel that, you know, we've been hammering McMillan, Golden, McMillan, all this throughout. Maybe they're about to do something that we really didn't really talk that much about.
The Booker thing would be shocking over the two players that you mentioned with Mason Graham and Teteroa McMillan. I mean, I've got McMillan and Graham both as top five players in this draft class. I would not be passing on either of those for Tyler Booker. And I like Tyler Booker. He's a plug and play right guard. He's a mauler. He's mean. He's nasty. But Mason Graham, and I get it, there's some PTSD when it comes to Michigan defensive linemen, maybe just Michigan picks in general with this fan base. But Mason Graham is very different to what you had with a Taco Charlton and especially a Mozzie Smith. I mean, this guy is wide. He's thick as a bowl of oatmeal, which was a phrase I used for Cooper Beebe last year. But his ability to get upfield and be disruptive, it's very reminiscent to a Braden Fisk, who was a guy that came out of Florida State last year, was a high second-round pick, but he's much better against the run than what Braden Fisk was. So Mason Graham is the type of player at defensive tackle that this team has not had since I don't know when. I mean, you might be going back to your days with Leroy Glover That's how I mean, he is a rare cat. But Tedrow and McMillan, I just think, like, to me, that's a home run selection. If he's there at 12 as well, passing on either of those two, I think, would be foolish. It's got to be one of those two picks if they're sitting there in Schrager's mock scenario.
Well, fellas, how does Mason Graham fit in this defense next to Osa? Are they similar players? Are they different players? Is that your Mozzie replacement if you're drafting Mason Graham? How does that all work out, Broadus?
Yeah, I think that, to me, I've looked at Mason Graham as really as kind of a three technique guy. He was well over 300 pounds when he played at Michigan, and then he got to the combine and he lost a ton of weight to try and maybe better himself with some of the things. There were a lot of questions about his ability. How would he test going to the combine? So he lost a lot of weight getting ready for the combine. Can he put that weight back on? But there's people that, you know, will say, well, he could play the one, he could play the three. I wouldn't doubt that with this guy. This is a disruptive type of a player. But I think his better position might be, I wonder if he, in fact, is going to keep the weight off and then try and just play as a three technique. But Dallas clearly in the mix for a one technique type of a player. But that would be one of those. If they passed on a Mason Graham, it might feel like, well, listen, we feel good with Mozzie as the three. Actually, not Mozzie, Osa as the three, and we'll go and take Booker or McMillan or Johnson or one of these other guys.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I mean, would that be a reason why they pass on Mason Graham? Is because, hey, we just gave the money to Osa, and they're kind of the
if similar. They're thinking about him as a three. If in fact that he is going to bulk back up and play more one, then it's a great fit. But okay. You know, you're looking at him. I think a lot of people have evaluated him. I have him as a three on my board. I don't know, Zach. I don't want to speak for you on this behalf.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's kind of interchangeable. I think he definitely has the ability to play the one tech because he is so stout. He's got a great anchor. He's tough to move off the ball, but he is slippery. I mean, he can kick inside and play the three. I think that he is a player that you could pair with Osa Digizua if you wanted to play him at the one tech, and you do have two guys that can really get upfield and rush.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. All right, you're listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.